Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, March 16th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Suicide bombers struck again in the port city of Ashdod, Israel over the weekend. However, the violence isn't stopping the spread of the gospel into the Holy Land. Joshua Youssef of Leading the Way says they're broadcasting dual-language Christian programming into the region. He says it's attracting listeners.
People are drawn to Christian media, to the Word of God, especially in this time of real conflict. They want to know what Christians believe. They want to know more about the Christian faith and the Word of God.
Elsewhere, For Haiti with Love is preparing for the worst. Eva DeHart says their clinic has been inundated by people who were hurt in the riots that erupted after Jean-Bertrand Aristide planned a return to the Caribbean. DeHart says her husband, Don, is flying home today. He intends on resupplying and returning to Haiti immediately. Prayer is a key part of ministry right now.
Port-au-Prince is the only place in the country that has any kind of help right now. And so everything else is just totally without law and order and plenty of guns.
And finally, Sammy Tippett Ministries reports that the reprinting of the Prayer Factor book in Farsi is going smoothly. The book will be both a tool and a blessing for the Iranian recipients. Pray for the people who are reprinting it and for those who will be using it to encourage and minister around the world. Pray, too, that the lessons will encourage and teach those who use them. Sammy Tippett Ministries is readying the launch of a Persian World Digital Teaching Series. The combined tools will help those in ministry in Iran. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.